Hello, my name is Bénédicte Lefebvre and I am PhD student under the supervision of Michael Lang in the team of Virginie Courtier-Orgogozo at the Institut Jacques Monod in Paris. In the team, we are working on Drosophila evolution and in particular on genitalia evolution. Michael Lang and I are working on the Drosophila species Drosophila pachea. Males of this species have the particularity to have asymmetric genitalia, whereas the females display no visible left-right asymmetry as far as we know. On the left, yellow panel number 1, entitled Asymmetric Male Genitalia in Drosophila pachea, you can see on the picture letter A, a wild-type male Drosophila pachea in ventral view and his dissected genitalia. We can see a pair of asymmetric external genital lobes, with the left lobe being about 1.5 times longer compared to the right lobe. In this context, we wonder how lobe asymmetry is established during development and evolution. Drosophila pachea is a Mexican species that lives in the Sonora Desert, shown in orange in the map panel C. We have two wild-type stocks in the lab that were retrieved from the Drosophila Species Stock Center, one from Arizona and one from Sonora. In panel C, I show the length distribution of the left and right lobe for 50 individuals of Drosophila pachea. The diagonal lines correspond to the 1-to-1 ratio. We observe that in the Arizona stock, all males have asymmetric lobes and the left lobe is consistently longer than the right lobe. In contrast, a small proportion of males of the Sonora stock have short and rather symmetric lobes. The picture B shows a such symmetric male. We have prepared a stock of this male by selecting males with short lobes for about 50 generations. This selection stock is enriched in males with short and rather symmetric lobes. The lobe length distribution in this stock is shown panel C. We observe that the variation of left lobe length is increased compared to the wild-type stock and is continuous. To better understand how lobe asymmetry is established during development, I characterize the timing of lobe growth during development. These results are shown in the second part, Asymmetric Lobe Growth During Pupal Development, panel D. Genitalia development takes place during the pupal stage. To investigate the timing of lobe development, I first fixed pupae at various developmental time points and did immunostaining using an anti-phosphohistone H3 to mark the mitotic cells visible on the second row of picture, and a DAPI staining to visualize nuclei visible on the first row of picture. The picture shows growing genitalia from 24 to 48 hours after pupa formation, and the structure is highlighted on the fourth row of pictures. The anal plates are shown in brown, the clasper in orange, the phallus in yellow, the left lobe in blue, and the right lobe in red. We observe mitotic cells from 24 to 36 hours after pupa formation. To be more precise, I quantify the number of mitotic cells and nuclei per lobe. The results of this quantification of nuclei are shown in figure E and of mitotic cells in figure F. Nuclei and mitotic cells from the left lobe are shown in blue and from the right lobe in red. On the quantification of nuclei, plot E, we observe that the number of nuclei per lobe increased from 24 to 36 hours after pupa formation to reach a plateau of about 410 nuclei in the left lobe and 220 in the right lobe. This is consistent with the picture shown above. However, the mitotic rate, shown figure F, is similar between the two lobes. Thus, the difference in cell number may result from a short period of proliferation that differs between left and right sides and that we were unable to detect with our method, or from the recruitment of cells from the neighboring tissue, the developing lateral and ventral genital arch. During pupal development, male genitalia are known to rotate 360 degrees in clockwise direction in Drosophila. In fact, this rotation is a conserved developmental process observed in cyclorhaphan flies. We wonder if there is a functional link between genitalia rotation and asymmetric lobe growth. To investigate this, I characterize the timing of genitalia rotation in Drosophila pachea by dissection of the posterior part of the pupae at various time points after pupa formation, as shown in the third part, The Mutation Affects the Male Genitalia Rotation, figure G. I measured the genitalia rotation progress as the position of the ventral tip of the anal plate relative to the ventrally located leg primordia, as described on the scheme H. The plot G shows the timing of genitalia rotation in the wild-type Arizona stock with long left lobe in blue. The selection stock with variable left lobe length is shown in green. We observe that in the wild-type stock, rotation occurs between 20 and 45 hours after pupa formation, whereas it happens about 6 hours earlier, from about 16 to 39 hours after pupa formation in the selection stock. This indicates that genitalia rotation and left lobe length are affected in the selection stock. We observe that lobe growth, shown figure E, occurs during the first 180 degree half rotation. We propose an hypothetical model, shown in I, to explain the potential functional link between lobe asymmetry and genitalia rotation. This model implies the existence of a dorsoventral gradient of a growth stimulating factor, for example a morphogen, that will be briefly expressed at the beginning of genitalia rotation and then diminishes with time. The clockwise direction of the genitalia rotation will bring the left lobe first into close contact of this growth stimulating factor, and by the time the right lobe is exposed, cellular growth is still stimulated but to a weaker extent. To pursue our investigation, we are currently developing genetic tools for Drosophila pachya, as shown in the fourth part. We develop in vivo cell labeling by construction of a piggyback vector that contains a cell membrane marker, as shown on scheme G. A truncated Drosophila pachya DE cadherin coding sequence fused to a eGFP, and expressed by the ubiquitous actin-5C promoter. The construct also contains a DSRED under the expression of an ALS promoter to discriminate transgenic flies. On the picture shown in K, you can observe a transgenic Drosophila pachya with red haze fluorescence from the ADSRED injection marker and the green fluorescence in male genitalia. As soon as the coronavirus crisis allows us to come back to the lab, we will monitor genitalia development and investigate the growth dynamic of the left and right lobes in vivo. To conclude, asymmetric lobes grow between 24 and 36 hours after pupa formation during the first half of genitalia rotation. Genitalia rotation might be important for lobe asymmetry establishment. We succeed in developing genetic tools in Drosophila pachya, which opens a door for further investigation using live microscopy. Now, we want to perform live imaging of developing Drosophila pachya male genitalia to unravel the dynamics of lobe tissue growth in vivo. Thanks for listening.